Let me see if there's any other check-ins, and then we'll go. You're going to be first on the rag chew list. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Roger, 4 Yankee. November. I'm sorry, guys, but you may need to cancel the rag chew.
We're going to hang around for a little bit for rag chew.
I may need to go.
Well, I'm sorry that the swap net ran so long, but I understand that you have to other things you need to take care of. But appreciate you hanging around this long. KO4YUN, Mr. Tanner. Appreciate you being with us, and sorry you can't do any rag chew tonight. Maybe another night.
73.
And you take care. Let's see who's up on a clean, shiny, dry stump. That's Mr. Danny, WX4DAT, up there in Gastonia. Danny, what have you and the folks been doing up there in Gastonia?
And I know this is not something I'm usually not able to stay around, but since I am, I want to thank you for being such a great net controller, and I'm sorry I can't hit you up there on the 6-meter. Obviously, I'm not tall enough with my antenna. Something's in the way. But anyway, we really appreciate you what you do. And let's see what I've been doing. Tonight, I checked in on we have a simplex net down here. It's an Aries DM-Arnet. Not DM-Arnet, excuse me. It's an Aries simplex net, 2 meters. And went and checked in on that. And I even did a net, a 440 net. We kind of short on net controllers, so I do the DMR on Monday, call group 3137 at 8:30 p.m., and I do the Wednesday at 440 net at 8 o'clock p.m., just right before simplex net on 146505. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. Looks like I won't have a lot of time to be on the radio. Just got done getting my knee worked on. Let me let it drop. Had a little bit of orthoscopic surgery done today. Hurts like the dickens now. But looks like I won't be on the radio quite often because this is where I'm going to park myself. But anyways, that's about all I got, and I want to wish everybody a good week, and God bless to everybody. The way things go in the world today is it's unwanted, and definitely unwanted. But some powers that be just been to put us all down, bring us down. So that's the way it is. We just got to beat them at the game and don't let them ruin our parade. Anyway, that's all I got to say. This is WX4DAT Danny, back to net control. God bless you.
Hey, Danny, remind me of the 440 frequency of that net up there. I checked in with it from down here, and one of the guys couldn't believe I was in easily. But I swung the house around and pointed my beams up that way, and was able to hit that machine up there. Give me that frequency again.
WX4DAT frequency is 442.700. And 100 hertz tone.
Well, I'm going to see if I can't, you said that's on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock?
Wednesday and Friday at 8 o'clock. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I'll swing the house around and see if I can check in with you again. That was a lot of fun. There's a couple of guys up there in Gastonia area that couldn't hardly believe it. I was coming in from down here in Easley, but... that's a pretty straight shot from the top of the hill over here where I live, and point my beams almost due west, or due east, rather. And I was able to get into that repeater. That's a whole lot of fun doing stuff like that. But I'll see if I can check back in with you sometime.
I'll also, I want to try to get call your luck at 2 meter, 146.585. Full simplex. That's Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and it goes on to about 9:30.
6505 simplex on Wednesdays at 8:30.
I guess I'm trying to get even for not being able to make it into a 6 meter. That really irritates me, but that's the way it goes. Anyways, I'm going to shut up now. This WX 48D. Back to net control.
If I can talk to you on UHF, maybe later in the week. You take care of that knee, and where you had that arthroscopic surgery done. Hope that goes well and you recover from it with no problems. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
V4, Lima Hotel, Papa.
4LHB. Can I get your name and location, sir?
My name is Lewis, and I'm in Great Giant City in the Greer Hospital.
Over there at the Greer Hospital. Give me your name one more time. I had to sneeze and I missed your name. I apologize.
Name is Lewis. Lima, Echo, Whiskey, India, Sierra.
We got you down. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. You going to be around for some comments in just a little bit?
Anyhow, that's all for now. I was just sitting here and listen. Just wanted to see if this walkie-talkie would work.
Hey there, Lewis. Appreciate you being with us. You take care over there. Next up on the stump is K3JTD. That's Mr. Jim down there in Buffalo. And folks, if you don't know where Buffalo is, it's just outside of Union, South Carolina, kind of between Union and Spartanburg. But Mr. Jim, it's your time on the stump.
Just wanted to let you know I had a good time meeting you the other day and getting one of the antennas off the swap meet. I still haven't gotten it going yet. I put it up a couple times and tried the counterpoises and actually talked to the guy who made it, and he was telling me how to put radials on it, but I need to call him back. I'll let it break. Ordered an antenna analyzer from HRO, so I don't need to look for one of those anymore. But I can't wait to get and play with it and start learning how to build my own antennas. That's all I've got. Like I said, it was a pleasure meeting you and Mrs. Joy, and I'm sure I'm going to see you again because I love swap meet stuff. But that's all I've got. This is K3JTD, and I'm clear. 73.
I was really glad to meet you. Glad you came by the house. Glad you got to meet the bride over here. And we had a good conversation. We really did. We really, really enjoyed it. Come back anytime. All I ask is you give us, ring my phone to make sure I'm here. Because I do get out and go occasionally. Not too often as with the gas prices is going up the way they are. But come back as often as you'd like to. We'd love to have you. You take care and good luck with that antenna. That's a nice antenna. But appreciate you being with us, and good talking to you on the air as well. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stump is Mr. Chad, KO4N, here at Campobello. Mr. Chad, what have you been up to today there, young man? Is the deer camp still standing?
KOS, KO4NUE. Hello, you and everybody on the net. Yep, deer camp still standing, and I survived another night. Left this morning and went up to Chris's, and boy, he sure can make some good coffee. I've been trying to make coffee my whole life, and I can't do it right, but he can get it right every time. So we had a couple cups of coffee, and then I left and visited with Mr. Rowland for a little while. And always a pleasure to visit with him. And then came home and waited on my wife to get back from Columbia. So she got in about 2, so I'm good and happy.
told me Chris made better coffee than you did. I'd go over to Chris's for a cup of coffee. But no, you make good coffee, Chad. You really do. But I'll have to try some of Chris's coffee. I haven't had it tried any of his yet. We got a test session coming up, not this weekend, but the next one over here is 18th. And I'll have a great big full cup of coffee if you come.
I'll take you up on that. I'll be there. So this weekend I've got a couple of club members. I'm gonna help them get a 2-meter beam up. And I got to go down to the shop tomorrow and do a little bit of fabrication to get the mount. I'm going to put the rotator down on the ground. And put a little, bushing to hold the antenna staff going up through the gable. Keep from, having all that weight up in the air like that. So I'll send you some pictures and, let you see how it works out. But that's what I've done here at the house, and I love it.
You'll have to send me some pictures of it. And, I guess you're going over to Kathy and Steve's, I guess. And if you need some help, holler at me. I'll ride over there.
Like I said, I gotta get the base pedestal built tomorrow, and get it in the ground. Get it built so we can get it in the ground. But I'm gonna do a tilt over on the beam. I've got it all worked out how I'm gonna do it and all. But I'm not going to hold you up too long, Gary. I just want to drop by and say hello. And say hello to Miss Joy. And not much going on here.
Man, not much going on. That's a good thing every once in a while. You know how it is around here. I've always got too much to do and just don't ever have time to do it. Well, that's not true. I don't take the time to do it. I guess I'm getting lazy in my old age there, Chad. I don't know. But, give me a holler when you go over there. Kathy probably thinks I'm irresponsible or stuck up or something. She gave me her information over there at the club meeting so we can get together on maybe on WinLink sometime. I think that's going to be a whole lot of fun. We had a good time over at the meeting. And after the meeting, I walked up, and the guy that put the presentation on, I talked with him quite a bit. And come to find out that call belonged to his uncle. I'll have to tell you about that sometime if you don't know the background of it.
One other thing I was going to tell you before I go is the United States Air Force has opened up all Space Aid flights. So me and Anna are going to start doing some traveling again. We could have flew to Hickam Field today in Hawaii with 61 available seats. You might have to fly with some warheads or, no telling what. But, that don't bother us. And we could have went to Joint Base Alaska, up in Alaska, this morning with 42 available seats. So when she gets done with the school year, we're going to head down to Charleston and just see where we end up. So I might take my HF rig with me, and wherever the flight crew ends up, I might just throw me up an antenna and see if I can make contact with you.
Deal there, buddy. You're talking about Hickam over there in Hawaii. I've been over there. We flew from NAS Moffett Field over to, we landed at Hickam. And went went on around from there. But, I talked to Hickam quite frequently on HF, on the Navy radios, on the aircraft, the military radios, just for a radio check. You know, I'd call Hickam and they let them come back to me. And that was a pretty neat trick, you know, talking, sitting in a military aircraft, talking on a HF radio, and talking to, from the mainland to Hawaii or someplace like that. But that sounds like a whole lot of fun if you can do that. And shoot, man, I wouldn't mind riding with a bunch of warriors or whatnot. if the flight was inexpensive enough, that's the only way to go.
It's free. It doesn't cost a dime. I mean, you can get a little meal. You know, they give you a little Air Force cardboard box meal for, you know, like $7, and it ain't much to it. But we usually, carry on food and all. And it's basically been shut down since COVID. Had everything shut down, but they have opened the flights back up. So I think we're gonna start traveling again. Don't have any plans on, if you're flexible and don't really care where you're going and really don't care when you're gonna get back, then that kind of fits us perfect. So you never know where you end up. Just get on the plane and wherever it lands, that's where you are.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Sounds like a lot of fun too. But I don't blame you for that. If Joy were able to do a lot more traveling the way she used to, we might be game for that. But her sitting on a military plane for 12 hours or whatever, that's not her idea of having fun anymore.
Last flight we took was, I think we were trying to get to California, and we ended up in Hawaii. So they were dropping some stuff off out at Wake Island. They wouldn't let us land at Wake. They dropped us off at Hickam Field, and they flew on to Wake Island to drop off some kind of test equipment. And about 4 days later, they came back and picked us up. So we got on, me and Anna and the three kids. We got on, I believe it was a KC-145, I think that's what it was, some kind of tanker. And they let one of the boys go back in the back and watch them fuel aircraft up in the air. And normally they'll let one, the kids go up in the cockpit when they're taking off or landing or whatnot, But it's always kind of interesting flight. The crew chief, he's got it figured out, They won't tell you when they're coming back, but, if you give him some special beverages, he'll kind of let you know when they're going to be back so you can be there waiting on them.
It pays to know who's in charge, and the pilot ain't always the one in charge, right?
Exactly right. That crew chief is everything. I mean, don't get me wrong, pilot's pretty important, but the pilot would be the head and the crew chief would be the neck. The neck turns the head, right? And that's always a good position to be in.
It's like, when I was enlisted, and I was out on the flight line one day, and this officer came out as a lieutenant, and I didn't salute him, and boy, he got all up in arms and this, that, and the other, and he carried me into the office and into the my CO's office, and he told me, he said, what kind of outfit are you running? He said, this man wouldn't salute me, and he said, where were you? And he said, we was on the flight line. He said, he don't have to salute you on the flight line. He said, yes, he does. I'm a superior officer. He said, let me tell you something, mister. This is my CO talking. He said, that man right there fixes your airplane. He said, if you want to get up in the air and come back safely, you be nice to him. And that was the old, last thing he said to him.
When you're on that flight line, that's different, different set of rules entirely. And they own it. And they command it. They've no funny business out on that tarmac at all. I learned that on both of the deployments. It's a totally different world. You better act like you got some raisin when you out there on that tarmac.
Who's got it and who ain't got it right quick?
You're exactly right. But anyway, Gary, I'll let you go. You got other people waiting on you. Just want to drop by and say hello. I'll let you know how the road turns out and all. May call you for some help or advice. But I'm going to let you get on out. I know you got other people waiting. Be safe. KO4 NUE 73, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello.
Do it. Look forward to having a conversation with you a little bit later. We'll do it again sometime soon. You and Miss Anna have a great evening. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KOS, this is KO4JKB with a quick comment.
Yes, sir, Mr. Duncan, go ahead.
Hey, Gary, I don't know, did anybody mention that there's a VHF contest this weekend from the ARRL?
Not heard anything about it.
Well, I just learned of it this morning, and yeah, apparently it's a big VHF contest for USA and Canada. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. But it could be of interest, particularly of technicians. So 6-meter, 2-meter, just Google June VHF contest, ARRL. We'll let it drop for a sec. And get the rules. So if you got a HT and you're just wanting to know what to do on 2 meters, maybe you can pick up a lot of activity this weekend in particular, since there's a lot of people making contacts on 2 meters and 6 meters and a couple others. Over.
Well, I'll have to see what's going on with that. I normally do a good bit of 2 meter sideband when they have those contests and stuff, and you can make some good long distance contacts on 2 meter FM, on sideband, and so I'm gonna have to check into that. I didn't know it was coming up this weekend though.
Yeah, I think I might. I'm not going to do it all weekend. It starts Saturday. I might go up on the parkway with a whip for 6 meters and a beam for 2 meters and just see what happens.
A lot of fun. Our friend that checks in on this net, Steve, KB0KBJ, moved back up to South Dakota. He went up in an aircraft, a little Cessna. And carried his HT into just to see how far he could make simplex contacts. And he and I talked for a long time, but he was up there in the air flying around. He was all over the place. That was a lot of fun. So those nets can be a whole lot of fun.
But I just wanted to put that out there, especially if there's a lot of technicians out there who want to have some fun this weekend. Just Google that ARRL 2-meter June contest. But that's all I got to share, Gary. Thanks for holding the net. It seems like you had a really good one tonight. So I'll send it back to you, KI4DOS, KO4JKB, back to net.
Thanks for bringing that to the net. We do appreciate it. I appreciate it especially. And tell you what, put a number on that, and I'll use that as a piece of traffic tonight. Over.
I'll say that'd be 001. Does that work? Over.
That works great. I do appreciate it. You know, that just helps our numbers a little bit, you know. And folks out there in Radio Land, you know, everybody checks in. The net controllers send their net report in to our net manager, which is W4DJW, Mr. Dave Watson. And then Dave forwards it on down the line, and eventually it gets to the ARRL people. And if you get the QST magazine, you can go in there and find out how many check-ins that we had in a month or whatever. And so, you know, they don't just stop with the numbers we have each night. So y'all come back as often as you can. Any other check-ins, any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS. W4, never give up. Still boiling springs, negative and negative.
W4NGU over at Boiling Springs. I don't know what you have done, but I tell you what, you are booming in here tonight there, young man. You are just full quieting into the repeater, just solid as a rock, over.
As lovely as you can get on a boat, bow thing.
Well, you know, one's about as good as the other. I guess you put that rubber duck on there, but you put a different antenna on it, they seem to reach out and touch you a little better. But you are sounding good tonight there, Phil.
Thanks a lot. Good net.
Back here. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. So I guess that's about going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report electronically here, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 72 tonight. Now, you folks out there in Radio Land, make the net. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, should be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. Appreciate each and every one of you that checked in with me tonight and had a lot of fun and good net. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.